This episode of Full Credit the Boys is brought to you by Mer Inc., the only place to go for screen printed and heat transfer vinyl t-shirts. Visit their website today, www.mehink.com.au, or follow them on Twitter, meh_ink. Mer Inc., proud sponsors of Full Credit to the Boys. This week on Full Credit to the Boys, Tim Simona's Punter Club has its first win, Super Rugby isn't super, and Rugby League loses a legend. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am former legend on Twitter at former_legend. And you can find the man on my right on Twitter at Sid Punts. He is a man who has challenged both Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor to a fight at the same time. A man who absolutely horrified by Mitch Moses' leg warmers, saying not even he would wear something so ridiculous. He's been called the Chappelle Corby of Full Credit to the Boys, basically because he's been in the same paddock, and he's wearing a striking purple, orange, and yellow caftan. Welcome, Sid.
I'm not really sure about those comparisons, to be honest. The Chappelle Corby. I do go overseas a few times every year.
You bring stuff back.
More to say about that later.
She takes stuff over. All right, well, doesn't do me any pleasure in hitting this first subject.
And very, very sad.
You want to hit the music? Well, we start on a somber note, Sid.
We do indeed.
One of the more significant names in rugby league has left the face of the earth.
Yes.
A name that has brought huge headlines and smiles wherever they went. Fans of all clubs just wanted to pat this identity on the head and say, good job.
Yeah.
So it brings me no joy in saying, rest in peace, Bella the Maltese Terrier. Known for her love of broccoli, Sid, and for being Mitchell Pearce's Australia Day fluffy white cock sock, Bella snuffed it this week.
Very, very sad to
not
read
in a,
this.
Not in a video of any type. Actually did snuff it. Yeah. I mean, gone too soon.
Gone way too soon.
Vale, Bella. Vale. Well, now on to good news from the Rugby League.
Yes.
The Knights win for the first time in 335 days, Sid.
335 days.
Almost a year. And in that time, just in my life alone, I've seen 19 boxes of tissues.
Yes.
48 cartons of beer. 63 pizzas. 2 US presidents. And 1 root. What about you? What's the last 335 days had in store for you?
Yeah, not much. I don't really do much. My Twitter followers went up by 4,000%.
Did they?
Yep. Roughly the same as the Sydney house prices. numerous famous people kicked the bucket, most notably David Bowie and Bella the Poodle. Was it a poodle?
Maltese Terrier, but anyway.
And in 335 days, I've worked 4 of them.
Have you?
It's been a big year this year.
Wow.
But I have been to South America 8 times, if you include that as work.
That is work, I think.
That's work.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind. News. Well, let's hit the NRL news. And this week we started with the Tim Simona scandal deepening. Simona is facing the prospect of fraud charges following revelations he pocketed the majority of the proceeds of jerseys auctioned off for charity. The NRL have now deregistered him after a grand total of $600 in bets that Simona placed, including on opposition teams and players, were uncovered. Now, Sid,
yes,
as someone who's close to Tim and
I am
also, I know he's looked to you for a betting advice. This must be a bad day.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter have compared Tim Simona's gambling to Sid's rough punt, which is very unfair. It's unfair on me. Not even I would bet on Benji Marshall scoring anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's a man who's lost his mind when he starts throwing in B. Marshall into his multis.
Rough punt.
Other stuff to come out of this week. While one player is punted from the game, the NRL welcomes another one with open arms as colourful racing identity Kieran Foran makes his return.
Yep.
I know you are happy with this.
Oh, well, I think he served his 3-week suspension.
You've got shares in Stilettos these days. How's that going?
It's going well. Yes. 3 weeks, basically, he's got.
Yeah, not even sure what that was for.
No, very interesting, that case.
Mm. And Rugby League Week is no more, Sid. Speaking of
devastating news. It's just all doom and gloom this week.
Set to cease publication in a few weeks. What's Rugby League Week Mole going to do? Because he can't write a column and he certainly can't tip first try scorers.
No. I believe he's been given the all clear to keep going on Twitter, which we're all very, very happy about. Anyone Are you blocked by him?
No. Anyone wants to follow an account, follow at MoleBets.
Yeah, I followed that this
very,
week.
Very, very interesting.
But this is horrible news. This is the worst news I've heard since Zoo Magazine and Dolly Magazine were shut down. I used to buy both of those every week.
Did you?
Yes.
In a clear indication that he hasn't watched any rugby league this year, New South Wales coach Laurie Daly has declared that he would have no hesitation in inviting Jarrod Hayne back into Origin Arena for the first time since 2014. Laurie Daly said, "One thing we do know with Jarrod is you put him on a big stage and he'll play well."
Yeah, well, Daly's definitely got his finger on the pulse. He also today tipped Simona for a wing spot. I think he gets all his info from Rugby League Week.
Rumours have English Super League clubs circling St George half Gareth Widdop, possibly denying Dragons fans a superstar combination of Hunt and Widdop. I mean, surely we're going to be poorer for this, Sid. Widdop, I mean, he leads the stats in kicks out on the full.
Yeah.
Kicks over the dead ball line.
Yeah. A lot of people said he's taken up where Benji left off, which is good. There's no way this is true. His career has really kicked off since he's been to the Dragons.
Yeah.
I can't see that's going to happen.
Tutelage of Mary, I mean, yet another player that's just improved.
We talk to Mary later in the show.
Yeah, we do too. Well, while we're talking Dragons, they have re-signed lock forward Jack DeBellin until the end of 2020, which is ironic for Jack considering 2020 is the amount of hindsight he'll be looking at after he looks at this contract playing with the Dragons.
Love the bell end.
Yeah. And the big scoop for this week, and I know it comes from you, Sid.
Yes, now, I do have a scoop this week.
There are rumours that the Bears are about to take over the Titans, and I believe you have a little bit more information. You can probably confirm this is on the table, about to happen.
Yeah, they're trying to keep this hush-hush, but we're breaking it exclusively here. You can only hear it here, no longer hear it in Rugby League Week. But I've been asked to work on a few things up there, part of this. I did sign a non-disclosure agreement, but that's out the window.
There's only 12 people listening to this. So.
That's true. I'll be fine.
Which is more than the crowd that the Gold Coast gets. So.
But this is a fair income thing. North Sydney Bears are going to take over the Gold Coast, and they're going to call themselves the Gold Coast Bears.
Right.
And exclusively, I can play you the new team song that they're going to go with.
You worked on this afternoon for them, I believe.
Yeah.
We are the boys from Gold Coast, Tweedheads, Giants, Seagulls, Gladiators, Chargers, Titans, Bears.
Catchy, isn't it?
I can't wait for the second line of that song.
I think they ran out of breath after the first line. They've had some names, the old Gold Coast teams,
wow,
haven't they?
And with that in mind, well, what more can we say? The Bears, the Gold Coast Bears. I mean, when you talk of North Sydney, you don't get much further north than the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. I think it's a bit stupid.
Are they
going to
turn Robina Oval into a smaller ground with picket fences right at the end of your try line so you can smash your face in when you drive diving for the ball?
There'll be 3-metre dead ball lines, apparently.
Done that once.
Yep.
If you go too far, you'll end in a tree. kick it deep into the tree. Gareth Whitt will be aiming for that tree many times.
He'll clear the tree easy.
All right, let's look at round two review. The Magic Sponge Round, Sid, I'd like to remind you.
It was the Magic Sponge Round.
And Thursday, in a game of swings and roundabouts, the Roosters held on against the Bulldogs at LBGTQ Stadium to win 28 points to 24.
I think you left a few letters off that, but anyway.
South reject Luke Keary turned on another outstanding game. He set up 2 tries with pinpoint kicks and great offloads. And excitement machine Daniel Tupou scored 2 tries, and just couldn't you see the joy in his face, Sid?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of joy all round. Russell Crowe's pumped. He's called Luke Keary. All's forgiven. Come back, Luke. Come back to Nana Glen. He's having a scorching start to the season.
Smoke the peace pipe up at Nana Glen, or some pipe anyway.
The Dogs, we picked it here last week. The Dogs can't score tries. They scored a few, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, well, the hits just keep on coming for the Dogs because On Sunday, Hopewadi was taken to hospital after this game after his horrible head clash that resulted in a fractured face.
Wow.
There's no other place to have a fracture than in the face. And Kieran Holland was sidelined after 10 minutes when he hurt his shoulder, scoring the Dogs' first try.
The most confident footballer ever,
yeah,
Kieran Holland.
It actually hurt the Dogs because Holland is their designated kicker, although you wouldn't know, I don't think. But Moses and Bai went on to kick 2 from 5 conversions, and let's face it, Sid, you've got more chance of kicking the bungers than Mbai has of kicking a few from wide out.
That is a good point.
On Friday, the Warriors lost to the Storm at Choice Bro Stadium, 26 points to 10, in a game that was wetter than Ray Warren's incontinence pad.
It was. It was absolutely pussing down.
The second week in a row, the Storm have shone in the rain. You see what I've done there?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
The accountant, Cameron Smith, notched up his 2,000th career point in this game, the fifth bloke to do so. And 2,000 exciting points too. What's been your favourite Cameron Smith goal?
There was a penalty goal he kicked back in 2007 that really springs to mind.
Right. Well, considering the rain and the end result, full credit goes to the Warriors with an 86% completion rate, unheard of for the Titans, and they'll be filthy to complete 86% of sets of six and not win, especially in the rain.
The Titans.
Did I say Titans?
Yeah.
Warriors. Another stat attack from me, Cameron Munster. His stats were 192 running meters from 23 carries, one line break, and 2 try assists.
Not a bad player to have in with Billy Slater on the sidelines.
It's about to change this week.
Most
tackles in this game, but went to Bunty Afoa. A stat I bring up to you because I just love saying the name. Bunty Afoa.
We spoke about great names in the NRL last week. We forgot Bunty Afoa. And I found another bloke. He's an up-and-coming. He's about 18 or something. His name is Bradman Best.
Bradman Best.
That's not a lot to live up to, is it?
And Tendulkar, second best. The Broncos lost another golden point cliffhanger against the Cowboys up at Stinder Stadium. 21 points to 20. Jonathan Thurston, yet again. You just set your clock to this, Sid.
Yet again.
He dominated the game and then he won the match with a winning field goal and golden point only an hour after Cameron Smith scored his 2,000th point. JT also passed the mark, making him the sixth man to do it.
That's a bit unfair. They both did it in the same round, same game.
Anyway, Dragons fans' sphincters loosened a little after Ben Hunt showed some of that 2015 form he knows he's capable of.
He did. I bagged him last week and he came back strong this week.
His kicking game set up a try for nightclubber James Roberts, and he also kicked a handy 40-20 in the first half. He was a bit quiet in the second half, but, a lot different to his round one form, I can tell you.
2 golden point games in a row that Thurston, the incredible bastard, wins it for them.
Yeah.
As exclusively tipped, by the way, by me.
Oh, we'll get to that
last
later.
Last week.
Jason Taumalolo played the house down yet again, Sid. He made
Didn't he?
20 runs for 231 metres, along with 38 tackles, putting him in the Dally M form from last year. The one blight, however, was a silly shoulder charge that could see him sit out for 2 weeks.
He's actually going to fight that shoulder charge,
yeah,
I heard earlier today.
That interesting.
Yeah, I saw the replay again today. Interesting. But he made a charge down in the 83rd minute. Right in front of the sticks.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, the guy's a freak.
He is a beast.
Champion.
Saturday, and as we said earlier, the Knights won their first game in 335 days, beating the Titans at Big Mac Stadium, 34 points to 26. Well, it's all smiles at the Knights, Sid.
It certainly was. Nathan Brown could not get the smile off his face in the presser.
He looked like Joey Johns back at a London nightclub. He was that happy. grinding his teeth. The Titans were horribly unlucky in the end. By halftime, they had one player on the bench, and most notably, Jarrod Hayne. Jarrod Hayne snapped an ankle.
Snapped his ankle.
Left the ground on crutches after he was involved in what seemed like a pretty tame collision.
It did. I thought he was taking a dive.
It was 2 ball-tearing tries in this too, by the way.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. 1 to the Titans and 1 to the Knights, correct? Or both to the
Titans,
actually.
Unbelievable
yeah.
tries.
In other stuff to come out of this, it was wonderful scenes after the game, Sid. The Newcastle sheds, the Knights players and staff are all smiles and enjoying a well-earned beer after a long-awaited win. Although, as a music expert said, I've got to ask you, is there anything more embarrassing than 17 blokes being handed sheets of paper with the words of the team song on?
They actually admitted to this. Hodgkinson admitted he had no idea what the team song was. He's had two wins from 27 games up there. He's filthy at his manager.
I think it goes something like this.
We are the boys from Gold Coast, Tweed Heads, Giants, Seagulls, Gladiators, Chargers, Titans, Bears.
Knights.
What a great theme tune that is.
South got five numbers in the supplementary at Lotto Land, beating Manly 38 points to 18. It was a story of three successful comebacks at the Bunnies. George Burgess came back from a Madge Maguire enforced exile. Alex Johnson returned to his favourite role of fullback, and Adam Reynolds left the Children's Hospital after he had his appendix out. In this game, Tom Trbojevic carried the ball, get this, 313 metres.
Is that all?
A season high, and can I tell you, without the two Trbojevic's,
we know what you mean.
The Trobbies, Manly would have been beaten by 50. His final stats read like this: two line breaks, a try, an assist, and four tackle breaks. Fennicum in a beaten side. Sid,
unbelievable.
If DCE is worth $10 million, this bloke could be on 50.
I totally agree. Last week, I came up with the phrase, it was a game of two halves. Do you remember that?
I tell you what, I reckon that'll be repeated, that phrase. What do you got this week?
Yeah. Well, at halftime of this game, ABC Grandstand tweeted out at halftime, that was a half of two halves. So you win this round, ABC Grandstand.
It was two quarters.
Way to top me.
A side note to this game were the piles of ripped up team posters.
Yeah, I saw that.
Photographed after the game covering Legoland's hill. Is that a good sign for morale in the Legoland area?
Wow. Manly have real issues out there. They've got some management issues that have been reported on during the week at Legoland. And you know how this is going to pan out. There can only be one winner, Fulton versus Barrett. Who's your money on?
If I was Barrett, I'd be looking at collecting trolleys pretty soon because he ain't staying there.
I'd be buying a lottery ticket.
Although, funnily enough, whispers have Des Hasler returning.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway.
Interesting.
The Raiders got absolutely hosed by defending premiers, the Sharks, down at Geelong Cold Stadium, 42 points to 16.
Got to admit, I did not see this one coming.
Just like 2016, mate, the Sharks have travelled down to Canberra and picked up more than the Viking clap in the nation's capital. They collected the 2 points. In fact, the Raiders will want to correct last year's stats that show the Green Machine were the more successful on the road than at home. It is no fortress down there at Geelong Cold. Maybe they're cold.
Yeah, you mentioned this to me during the week.
Yeah, at one point, the Sharkies went on a 30-0 run to completely spank Ricky's Raiders.
Yeah, I thought the Raiders were excellent last week against North Queensland. Maybe the extra 4 minutes in Golden Point left them gassed.
Didn't seem to hurt the Cowboys, though.
No, they were just totally outplayed. Honestly, like I said, I did not see that coming.
Wade Graham had a night to remember too, mate. Three meat pies the first time he scored a hat-trick, 126 running metres, 21 tackles, three line breaks and a partridge in a pear tree.
He went gangbusters.
An absolute cracking game.
Yeah.
In fact, the right side defence of Canberra went missing in action as Maloney and Wade Graham just tore them up, and that will be a concern to Ricky.
It certainly will be. I think we speak to Ricky later as well.
Well, getting on that, the most serious issue coming out of this game, and I'm going to say on wet record here, we are witnessing the sad demise of one in rugby league's great performers. The poor form, in fact, I'll go on record as saying it's the career worst form of Ricky Stewart in post-match press conferences.
Yeah, he is in a slump.
In all our time, have we ever seen a bigger wet fish display from the little angry ant than in the past 2 weeks? Yeah. If this is what happens when a coach gets comfortable after he signs a 19-year contract with a 37-year extension and his performance just start to fall off the map. I mean, I'm going to ask the big question here, Ricky. Sid.
Yeah.
Is Ricky
Don't
Stewart...
Don't get me confused with Ricky.
Well, is Ricky Stewart the Tony Williams of coaches? Is he T-Rex?
That's an interesting question.
Every week we get excited as he takes his position behind the microphone, waiting for some more angry gold, and he'll be once again disappointed. I think it's the fans that suffer here, Sid.
Absolutely.
In years to come, we'll talk about the early days of Ricky's career when he came come in and lose his mind after a loss, calling out referees as imbeciles, calling out opposition players as idiots, calling out journos as hacks and oxygen thieves.
The halcyon days. I remember them well.
But now, even the worst of defeats, all we get is, we look forward to next week. I'm proud of the boys. This is an absolute disgrace. It's a blight on the game, and I'm calling for Todd Greenberg to hold an investigation into this. Forget Tim Simona.
Yeah.
Forget South v Manly from last year. Yeah. How's it going, by the way?
Yep.
Let's look into what's wrong with Ricky.
This is very true. I do have, due to my alcoholism, short-term memory loss, but I really can't remember the last time that he went apeshit in a press conference.
I think at Bathurst.
Yeah, it was. We were there then as well.
When he called us out.
But to be fair, maybe he's a little bit ill.
Yeah, we'll talk on that
maybe
too.
Maybe he's got some health issues.
Yeah, or some recreation issues. Anyway, on Sunday, the West Tigers kicked one of the sweetest looking penalty goals in rugby league history as they unluckily went down 36-2 in the Panthers to the Panthers at MethLab Stadium. Sid, I know you want to talk about this. Where are we at?
Yeah, well, to be honest, the less said about this game, the better. It was a good penalty goal. It was from about 40-odd out. And that's all the highlights I've got.
Yeah, I stopped watching after that. I thought, oh, that'll do me. I'm happy with that penalty goal.
No, see, still, I was still thinking that we could come back even in the 79th minute. We dropped the ball over the line four times, a try disallowed.
I know in the 78th minute, Tim Simonis put on an absolute boatload of cash on the Tigers.
I was confident.
He's in red hot form.
That was devastating.
We looked beautiful for half an hour.
Yeah, we did actually.
We crossed twice for two no tries.
Yep.
Apparently, it's only the Broncos who can sneak a forward passing to get a try.
That was 8 metres less forward than the Broncos one,
which makes it only 10 metres forward. Before they opened up and they scored 6 unanswered tries. Unanswered in that we haven't answered yet, and it's been nearly 7 days later.
It could be round 6 before we answer on that performance.
Now let's look at Coach Taylor. Coach Taylor.
Oh, here we go. You love sticking the knife into the scarecrow.
After the match said he couldn't put his finger on the poor performance, but he looked back at the poor warm-up. Now, Sid, I ask you as a
I
man,
did hear him say this.
Isn't it time we went back to doing just a couple of star jumps and a few dozen toe touches and ran out onto the field? Maybe a Winnie Blue?
Well, as you know, I've played football with you a couple of times. True story.
True story.
And I used to warm up with a Winnie Gold, maybe a long neck, and more often than not, a spew on the sideline, and I was always good to go. I don't know. My old man says this. Why are they running around 40 minutes before the game? They'll be exhausted.
You know, it's only one thing worse than that.
What's that?
The cool-down rundown that runs another 3 or 4 kilometres, you think?
Yeah, no, I never did that.
Can you imagine the greats of the late 90s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Can you just go for a run? Go and do 12, 15 laps.
My mates were at Leichhardt Oval one day watching the Tigers train. I'm not sure if I've told this story before on the podcast, but they were sitting there on the sideline with a carton of beer, and Wok said to all the Balmain boys,
no comment,
go run, you may have been there, go run around the field. And Blocker Roach said, like, fuck, I'm running around the field. He said, you'll do what you're told. He's like, no, I won't. And he walked over to my mates, grabbed a twist up, and cracked it right there.
The relationship there was prickly at best, I can tell you. The last game of the round, the Dragons were pumped by the Eels at Dapto Dogs Showground, 34-16. Semi Radradra.
Yes.
Radradra. Radradra.
Good bloke.
He scored 4 tries, which ironically was a number of ways Kevin Walters found to pronounce his surname. The 4 meat pies included one from an outrageous pass between the legs from Michael Jennings. Brad Arthur said after the game, Semi has a license to go and get his hands on the football. Anything you want to add to that, Sid?
I'm not doing any hands and Semi jokes. Michael Jennings
and Radra. Very hard to get your hand around a Semi.
Moving on, Michael Jennings and Radradra.
Yes.
I would dead set be filthy. I'd be spewing on the sidelines thinking that I've got to defend on that left edge with them all year.
Yeah.
They are unstoppable. And then later in the game, they went down the right edge and Bevan French passed it inside to Radradra. They're just killing it all over the park.
How's this? 2009 was the last year that the Eels won their first 2 games.
Yeah.
And I know for you, mate, 2009 was a very big year for you. That was the year you bought your 10th house.
Righto. Yeah, righto.
All right, let's play this.
It's true, though.
head into the 4077 casualty ward. And first up, the Bulldogs, as previously discussed, lost both Will Hoppawattie and Kieran Holland to injuries. Both will be out for several weeks.
Yep.
The Cowboys took the biggest hit of the week, but they lost Matt Scott for the year after he'd done his ACL. And Sid, I ask you, was it a mistake from the Cowboys to not leave Matt Scott out there a la GI and have him run out the injury?
Well, former...
Especially, it was Magic Sponge round after all.
Yeah, I think the precedent's been set. Didn't hurt GI any, so
exactly.
He should have stayed out there.
He scored a try.
Yep.
Antonio Winterstein suffered a suspected broken wrist. That's the injury I fear most these days, a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Jared
it gets
Hayne,
a lot of use, your wrist.
Oh, wow. Jared Hayne for the Titans has gone for a few weeks after he snapped an ankle.
Good as news is, for everyone, I think.
As his small goods man, Anthony Don. Apparently, Titans have already said they haven't noticed he's gone at training, so that's one thing. All right, we head out of that and go into some other sports news, and we start off with cricket. The axis of evil, Virat Kohli. His Indian team beat all that is good in the world, the Australian 11, in the first test at Bangalore.
I don't think that's overstating it at all.
Nah. I mean, we were here last week, half watching it, half putting in for a podcast.
Didn't we call it? I said we could lose from here. We finished the podcast and went to watch it, and it was over.
And in bad news for Australia and good news, Mitchell Starc is heading home. That's very bad news. In good news, Mitchell Marsh is also heading home.
That's good news.
Celebrate. Anyway, both have left the tour, both with injuries. Well, I have to say that Mitchell Marsh might have left before he was pushed.
Yeah, I'd be checking that injury.
Well, I'd be checking the bloke who wrote this headline on the Channel 9 website today. Marsh may miss Ashes due to shoulder reconstruction. Let me tell you, that isn't the reason Mitchell Marsh will miss the Ashes.
If I was Mitchell Marsh, though, the little bruising I've got, I would turn that into a reconstruction.
Yeah, I mean...
Just as an excuse.
I guarantee he hasn't injured his shoulder putting it to the grindstone. He would not know. Rugby Union, the super... And I say super.
Isn't it super?
The super rugby competition appears to be in disarray as the governing body looks to step in and cut franchises here in Australia as they try to reduce the comp from 18 teams down to 15. I think the Sunwolves are safe, Sid. I know that's...
Well, they're my team, the Sunwolves. I totally agree with this. There's too many teams. My team, the Sunwolves, are an expansion team and they're going so well. They lost by 66 in the first round, but...
They won.
They have since bounced back, losing their next two. Just not by as much.
Tennis. American Ryan Harrison has had a tantrum that makes Bernard Tomic and Nick Kyrgios look like decent, good blokes. He lost his shit and smashed every tennis racket in his bag following his loss to Damir Dzemir.
I did not see this.
Write that name down. At Indian Wells. Harrison went up and snapped his first racket that was leaning against a chair with his foot. He then went Coco Bananas out in the court and smashed his last one after the match point. And then he walked off the court, got two more out of his bag and smashed them before he walked off the arena.
The only thing that could have been better is if he did it all before match point. And he had to go out there like old school in the playground and had to hit it back with his hand.
One thing I will say is I wouldn't mind Bernard Tomic showing the same amount of fight that this bloke's got.
Yeah,
a bit
of passion.
Yeah. I'm sure he didn't walk off the court at 26 degrees declaring it was far too hot for him. Boxing. Floyd Mayweather is ready to come out of retirement to face Conor McGregor, UFC champion, as early as June this year if they can reach an agreement. The UFC lightweight champion has said that he will gladly fight Mayweather. It has been to and fro's in the media, and this is set to be a super fight, some predicting it could be worth $140 million.
Yeah, in my opinion, this is a super fight as much as rugby is super rugby. Could not care less about that. Until the next rugby league boxing match of Rabs versus Gus is on, I care very little about boxing.
Well, you do care about this. Let's go into this.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. And no message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Make a change. Make a change. All right, grab a mirror time, Sid. Now, do you want to lead off?
I can lead off if you like.
All right, well, you fire away while I get the creditors grab a mirrors in a row.
No worries. This one, speaking of creditors, this grab a mirror goes out to one of our creditors.
Oh.
Grab a mirror, Grant, a.k.a. at GLD299. During the week, I messaged a couple of creditors to update them that four of them, their shirts might be slightly delayed.
Yeah.
At GLD299, I'm going to keep mentioning his Twitter account.
Where can you find those shirts, by the way?
Funny you should ask that. It's at fullcredittotheboys.bigcartel.com.
What a buy, too. $35, free postage.
Free postage, yep.
And a T-shirt that, oh, I mean, it's going to get your comments in, Coles.
There's been a couple of models on Twitter already showing off their merch. Thank you to them. Anyway, I was bitching about GLD299. Grab a mirror, Grant. He was one of them that took my call. He took the news very well. He was very nice in our chat, back and forth. And then he messaged, "So, who is former legend?" Nice try, Grant. You're not a Jedi. You can't do Jedi mind tricks on old Sid punts. The Force is weak with you, champion. Not going to get that out of me.
A forever a letdown is all you had to say, and you would have known.
Just Google it.
Sid, I want to tell you a story.
Tell me.
Grab a mirror, Miami defense lawyer, Stephen Gutierrez.
That's easy for you to say.
Stephen Gutierrez. I've got to say it because I'm going to say it a few times. He was in court trying to get his client off charges when his pants caught on fire.
No way.
Now, surely if you were the prosecution lawyer, you'd yell out, liar, liar.
There's no objection. You just say, liar, liar, pants on fire.
And guess what charges he was getting his defendant off?
What?
Arson. Gutierrez.
Arson on fire.
Was representing Claudie Charles, a man accused of intentionally setting his car on fire. Gutierrez had just started his closing argument when the fire broke out in his pants pockets, leaving the hapless solicitor running from the courtroom, reports the Miami Herald.
You are joking.
Sid, well, you reckon old Claudie Charles went home and his wife said to him, "How did you go on the charges today?"
Unless Claudie Charles, is that his name?
I thought we were flying until old mate's pants caught on fire.
I reckon with Claudie Charles's record, he probably leaned over and lit him up himself. This is a very strange case. It's been a long time since I went to law school, but this is very, very strange.
Well, Gutierrez later blamed an e-cigarette in his pocket.
Yeah, they're no good for you. Bad for your health.
Sid, is this another example of quitters never win?
Exactly.
Now, so grab a mirror, Stephen Gutierrez, and grab a mirror, anyone else who decides to pick this bloke up and get him to defend him in court.
His career's on
the
line.
I don't like your chances.
Oh, that's a great one. I like that.
All right, let's head to some creditors.
What have they come up with this week?
Grab a mirror.
I never look at them.
I know. Grab a mirror, says Adsos. He's become quite
He's good.
Twitter active, this bloke.
I lied. I look at him.
Grab a mirror, Adsos. Phil Gould for going off Twitter again. This bloke is softer than last year's competition. Shout out to all the Sharks fans.
Very good.
Shaywom wrote, "Grab a mirror, Knights supporters, and marvel at what a real footy supporter looks like. They just keep turning up."
True. Hmm. Good.
Ryan T. Jansen wrote, "Grab a mirror, people at gigs that yell out for a band to play a song, unless they ask, just shut the fuck up and enjoy the gig."
Hear, hear. No, Ryan T. Jansen.
It's poor. It's a poor tweet. No,
it's a great tweet. Every single week, someone yells out, "Play KSN," and I yell out,
"Sorry about that.
Piss off."
Sorry about that.
You got to stop coming to my gigs. It's annoying me.
Any song I know. Martin Shellack. Now that is a good name.
That is a great name.
Martin Shellack.
I love the name Martin.
Grab a mirror, Jim Doyle. A simple CV check would have shown Kearney was in charge of power in 2012, and the Kiwis after Bennett left. Hashtag, how hard could it be?
Not sure what that means, but I agree 100%.
I'll go back to my original point. Love your name, Martin. Stuart P. 84 wrote, "I think at Normie Dorrell should grab a mirror for leaving."
There are so many things I like about Stuart P, and that's just another one.
Joe Davola, 76, wrote, grab a mirror, Normie Dorrell. He gives the former full credit to the boys' podcast, The Arse, and then hangs around on Twitter fraternizing with loyal listeners.
Refer to my last post and just put Joe Davola in for the other guy.
Ryan T. Jansen wrote, grab a mirror, people who think they will get there faster by weaving in and out of traffic. And then he dropped a few massive
squeeze. I was going to say, are you going to read it all out?
He'll be running that out.
He's obviously annoyed with those people.
M. Burnsy wrote, grab a mirror, the fuck knuckle at work who filled the coffee tin with Milo.
I can't see anything wrong with that. If I worked and I was in an office, I'd probably do the same.
Grab a mirror, said Galpo. Tim Simona, he placed 65 bets and got only one winner. He's worse than Sid. Hashtag grab a mirror. Actually, Galpo, he's not.
Well, that might lead me to my grab a mirror. Can I go again?
Go again.
Grab a mirror. Anyone sticking up for Tim Simona? Some people on Twitter were calling him brave for admitting to his mistakes. Now, fighting in the trenches in the war is brave. A fireman running into a building on fire is brave. If a fireman is found starting the fires that he's firing, they don't say...
Or he's in court defending.
His pants just combust. You don't say, oh, he's a fireman, he's only young, he'll learn, everyone makes mistakes. Tim Simona is only admitting to what he was caught for. Grab a mirror, everyone's sticking up for him.
What about
in fact,
him
you're all dickhats.
What about him
book.
Throwing his mates under the bus too, by the way?
Yeah, what about that? Hey? Wasn't just me snorting coke.
Yeah. Shut up, mate.
Shut up.
Shut up, mate. Milram 361 wrote, grab a mirror, bloody supercell weather pattern. Hashtag killing me. Hashtag who makes this shit up. Couldn't agree more.
Don't have a clue what that means.
Well, they reckon there's a superstorm coming or something. I don't know.
It rains or it doesn't rain. There's nothing super. It's like super rugby. There's nothing super about this weather.
Brad RC wrote, grab a mirror, the guy who dumped 34 bags of marijuana in Terry Hills, he could have dumped them at my place.
I know Brad RC. He would have loved that.
Josh Williams wrote, grab a mirror, like Brooks for letting Mitch Moses wear those leg warmers.
Mitch Moses.
Mitch Moses like Brooks. Oh, Josh. GLD299 wrote, grab a mirror me for falling on the married at first sight bandwagon.
I'm not talking about him.
Let him go, mate.
He did buy a shirt, though. Thanks, GLD.
Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say, start looking at the Mamma Mia podcast if you're going to start married at first sighting.
Is that what that stands for?
Mark 84 Adams wrote, grab a mirror any beach kiosk that wants to close before 2 p.m. I was hungry, you dickhats. And no, I don't want a coffee instead.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you think there's a backstory to that, or do you think he just pulled that one in?
I think he should extrapolate on that next time. But I love the grab a mirrors that just bitch about society. So good tweet, whoever you were.
At Craig Pico wrote, grab a mirror Danny Widler for masquerading as a journo and making Rothfield look genuine. Admit that you're in love with Sonny Bill. That's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
A long hell point. MP 6868 wrote, Tim Simona for not being able to win on bets against himself. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I think I've already covered that.
SJD134 wrote, Simona, worst punter ever. Not worst, but, you know, getting there.
He's up there, but I think I've covered that.
Craig Pickford wrote, anyone who punts on NRL in the first two rounds, that's us.
Yep.
He also wrote, people who make conclusions after round one.
That's definitely me.
I think he's having a crack there, that bloke.
Yeah, I think so.
Grab a mirror, says Fublé, stats man Sid punts. Panthers still the only club Teddy hasn't scored against.
Yeah, that's true. And he put a little Ted picture.
He's given it to you.
Yeah. Fublet, I think his name is.
Fublet. He also wrote, grab a mirror, Russell Packer, you big spud.
Observational comedy. I like it.
One-Eyed Tiger, with probably the tweet of the week, wrote, grab a mirror, West Tigers for West Tigering as bad as they've ever West Tigered before.
I saw that and couldn't have said it better myself, One-Eyed.
Braitha Nasta says, fat, hairy, lazy. Sid, well, you've slimmed down, you've shaved down.
Yeah.
I'll go fat and hairy.
Oh, 100%
you're
lazy.
Still lazy, no, Jeremy. Grab a mirror, Braitha Nasta, and seriously, look at your tan. Hashtag beautiful bastard.
I love that. Beautiful bastard, you beautiful tanned bastard.
Do you want to do one more or are you done?
No, I'm done.
All right, well, I've got one for you. This one.
Hit me.
I have lots of pleasure in giving you this one.
Do it.
Grab a mirror. Former Australian cricket captain Michael Clarke, who had dinner with Virat Kohli between the first and second tests and subsequently has become Indian cricket's biggest cheerleader while he commentates on the series for Indian TV.
Interesting.
He said, "When I see Virat Kohli only made 40 runs in the series, I think, uh-oh, he's about to make some more. When I see Michael Clarke's name in a headline, I think, fuck off, idiot." But anyway,
yeah.
Let me read you out some more. Just do a quick search of Michael Clarke to see what headlines he's made this week.
Yeah, please
Here
do.
Here are a selection of headlines with Michael Clarke in them.
Go for it.
Michael Clarke says Australia has lost its X factor.
Uh-huh.
Michael Clarke says Steve Smith's DRS move was unacceptable.
Uh-huh.
Michael Clarke says Virat Kohli's allegations Australia were infringing on DRS rules may have some merit.
Uh-huh.
Michael Clarke questions Steve Smith's DRS brain fade.
I can see a pattern emerging here.
It's unacceptable. Michael Clarke backs Kohli in Smith DRS row. Michael Clarke rakes Bengaluru. Is that his name?
No, I got no idea.
Bengaluru, where James Packer built that casino.
Yeah.
Rates Bengaluru win as class performance.
Yep.
Ashwin is a genius, says Michael Clarke. And it goes on.
See, Michael Clarke historically has always split opinion in Australia. But now 100% of Australians think he's a dickhead.
Oh, he is an A-grade flog. Always has been. Always will be. I know Gilly on our podcast with him said that, he's not a bad bloke.
Yep,
he spoke to
yep.
us off air and tried to explain some more. It's hard to believe, Gilly, I've got to tell you.
Yeah, I know. But we'd be happy to have you on the show, pup. Big fan.
And on that, or Kohli. We'll have Kohli as well.
We all want you to go grab a mirror.
We should have them both over for a Vindaloo.
No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Pretty sure Papa's tasted Kohli's Vindaloo.
Just had to take it too far.
Now, Sid, as we've discussed over the last 3 weeks, we have a sponsor, and it is Meh Inc. M-E-H-I-N-K.
Meh Inc.
You can find them on the web, mehink.com.au. Now, what they do is they do a bunch of printing, and this week we're going to look at their T-shirt range.
Yes.
Because they've done a bunch of T-shirts for us.
They certainly have.
With my bad head on them.
Yes.
So what they've said is, if you're having an event or an occasion and you want to personalize a gift or you want to see your design on a T-shirt, or if there's a bunch of you boys going to the races and you think, let's get some T-shirts that look the same, well, this is the person you need to talk to. You need to talk to mehink.com.au.
Yes.
Inc.
Proud sponsors.
Proud sponsor of
Full Credit
of the Boys. Full
Credit to the Boys.
They have a huge range of premium heat transfers, vinyl, in an array of colours to choose from. You are bound to find a colour and a combination that you're looking for. I know there is one pink. Limited edition.
Yeah, you've let the cat out of the bag. They also do bags. Let the cat out of the bag. We may be doing a couple of extra colours in the next coming weeks.
One-offs.
Yes.
Purely one-offs.
Yes.
Including a written personalised note from former legend.
Yeah, and T-shirts signed by me. That's something to look forward to.
Anyway, if you head to Meh Inc., we thank them very much for sponsoring us. We have enjoyed her being part of the show.
Absolutely.
She's been very good with the creditors, and she's looked after them all.
Follow her on Twitter.
MEH_INK. Let's get her to 140 followers by the end of the fortnight.
Let's.
All right.
Proud sponsor of Full Credit to the
Boys. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What the heck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Hello, Ricky, former legend here from Full Credit of the Boys, mate. As a pair of blokes who come up through the Winfield Cup, is it true that when you blokes beat us in the grand final that Winfield sent you over a shipping container full of Winnie Blues and it's pretty much fucked up your lungs?
You're right, John.
I don't know who John is, mate. Well, mate, if it's not that, it sounds like it could be a bit of a bonk off. Is it a bonk off? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that. You got my quote.
2016, round 3.
Yeah, Mary, former legend, full credit to the boys, mate. Not a bad effort today. A bit scratchy in the defence. You happy with the tries they scored?
You know, defend that line, and the one try they got was from a kick.
2016, round 7.
Yeah, Mary, former legend, full credit to the boys, mate. A couple of soft tries out there.
And for us to keep them to 6, no tries off the kick, is a real reward to the player.
2016, round 9.
Mary, former legend, mate, full credit to the boys. A couple of tries there that come from kicks, didn't they?
Yeah, if you look at the 3 tries they did score, one was from a kick.
2016, round 11.
Yeah, Mary, former legend, full credit to the boys. Same old story about the tries, eh?
And we didn't get them and they scored 2 tries off kicks, so...
2016, round 12.
Yeah, Mary, former legend, full credit to the boys, mate. Few kicks.
Last 2 tries come from kicks. I thought our D was really solid. They scored a couple of tries off kicks and an intercept.
2016, round 13.
Mary, form, yeah, you know, kicks.
And they get up the other end and scored 2 tries off kicks.
2016,
19. Yeah, Mary, former legend, mate, full credit of the boys. I'm trying to get up for this, but let me guess, something to do with kicking?
Look at their tries. One was just a barjo from dummy half there that could have been prevented. The other one was a kick.
New season, 2017, round 2.
Yeah, Mary, former legend, full credit of the boys. Jesus, suffering fuck, don't do the shit about tries and kicks, will you?
They scored 3 tries off kicks.
All right, round 3 preview. Sid, and I've heard from the NRL this week is on the punt round in honour of
it is.
Tim Simona. Players and fans alike are encouraged to open up a betting account and bet on the opposition team for a win, punt on the opposition player for a first try score, and also have a long-range bet on another team to win this year's comp. And by all means, if they rip off a charity to get on, then just do it.
Well, former, you got to do what you got to do to get your bets on. It's a family affair. The family that punts together stays together. My 8-year-old nephew has a piggy bank that he puts all his pocket money in. Well, he had a piggy bank. Uncle Sid needed to put some bets on the weekend. The tab has your money now. It's a valuable lesson, young fella. Gamble responsibly.
All right, Thursday and the Storm take on the Broncos at Rondon Kutut Stadium in the Lagai Setu Shield.
The what? What?
Billy Slater returns for the Lagai Setu Shield. Munster goes to 5-8, I believe. And
interesting.
The Broncos are coming off the back of a hard fought, but unfruitful.
Yeah, tough loss.
Loss.
Tough loss. I've got the Storm, and since it's on the punt round, put your money on Josh Adokar for first try scorer this week.
Well, the Storm will win.
Yes.
Simple as that, and I'll be backing the Storm pretty much every round this year, knowing that more often than not, they do win.
Yes.
Friday, and...
The Dogs.
The Dogs play the Once Were Warriors at Jake the Musk Stadium in Dunedin in the Justin Murphy mug, and Des Hasler is staring at his worst ever run of defeats if the Dogs lose this one, which will heap even more pressure on him to hold his job. Who do you like, Sid?
I like the Warriors, actually, in a high-scoring affair. So get down to your TAB outlet and put overs in this game.
I'll take the Warriors as well. The Dogs look like they're in all sorts of trouble. Although, yeah. I'll be interested to see how the young fullback goes.
What's his name?
Brad Abbey. He's signed over from the Warriors last year, I believe. He's the under-20s player of the year and has massive raps on him.
Brad Abbey.
I'm surprised the Dogs have waited this long to use him. But anyway, he'll be interesting to watch.
Interesting.
All right, second game on Friday night, and it's the Titans versus the Eels. The Bears versus the Eels at Crazy Horse Stadium in the Brett Delaney Trophy. Happiest man in the world would be Jarryd Hayne, who was due to play against his ex-girlfriend in the Eels while he's stuck in an abusive marriage at the Gold Coast, but he's dodged that by
highly coincidental, isn't it?
Snapping an ankle.
Very strange.
Who do you like?
I like the Eels, and put your hard-earned on, or put your nephew's hard-earned on Eels 13-plus in this one.
Yeah, Eels will get home in a canter.
You heard it here first.
Saturday, the Knights versus the Rabbitohs at the Hamburglar Stadium in the George Nadira Cup.
I played with his brother, Chad Nadira.
There you go.
I know George. Great bloke.
Who do you like?
I like the Rabbits.
Yeah.
But so 1 to 12, put your hard earned on.
Knights have won their first game in 335 days. I don't know when the last time they won two in a row is, but it won't be this weekend. The Rabbitohs will get home. Panthers take on the Roosters at What a Man Stadium. Yeah, think about that. In the Naif Seluini Shield. Shield.
I think you pronounced that wrong. It's Nathan.
Panthers or Roosters at What a Man?
I am going for the Roosters by less than 10 points.
Roosters by less than 10. Have you had your hard earned on that?
Yeah, put your hard earned on it.
Don't forget, this is on the punt round, so you got to bet on every game.
Yeah, I have to. And then you got to get on Twitter and tell me how many I got wrong. Thank you, which you all do all the time.
I'm going to back the Panthers in a very, very tight game.
Interesting. Why is it called What a Man Stadium?
Well, let's put that out to the listeners.
Okay. Tweet us, because I've got no idea.
Cowboys v. the Sea Eagles at 1300 Egg Stadium in the Michael Banaish medal.
Oh, yeah, Michael Banaish.
Who do you like?
I like the Cowboys. These golden points, they don't affect them. They don't care. In this game, there's going to be more than 5 tries scored. So contact your local betting agency and get on that.
The only concern for the Cowboys is no Taumalolo. He's out for 2 weeks now. We've just been informed.
Yeah, what about that?
No Matt Scott. He's out for the season. But
the other JT, the fat JT.
Here's the thing too. If you're in the media, please don't write JT out for 2 weeks suspended, because that is completely misleading.
Think it's Jason Taylor all the time. He's the only JT in the comp.
No, he's not. Who do you like in this? Cowboys?
Yeah, Cowboys. 5 tries to be scored. More than 5 tries in this game will be scored.
I think the Cowboys as well. The Sea Eagles are in all sorts. Sunday, Keys Raiders take on the pride of the league in the Tigers at Geelong Cold.
Somebody complained during the week that we call them the pride of the league.
In the Lincoln Withers locket.
I remember Lincoln Withers. Yeah.
Promising.
Yeah.
Still promising, obviously.
Still promising, never delivering. Although he did have a good Super League career, I believe, after he left the Tigers.
To take your word for it.
Yep. But, we're not supposed to call him the pride of the league anymore because of some dickhead on Twitter. You know what? I've circled the Tigers.
This is going to hurt.
Here's the tip of the round. The first points will be a Raiders try into West Tigers 1-12.
Wow. I'm going to take the Tigers with no confidence whatsoever. Sharks v. the Dragons in the last game on Sunday at Southern Cross Bogentat Stadium in the Perry Haddock Plate.
Yeah, I remember him. I've got the Sharks, and put your money on halftime Sharks, full-time Sharks.
Yeah, Sharks will do this in an absolute canter. And that's on the punt round.
Gamble responsibly. Last man standing. I've got to update that.
It's still funny. All right.
Speaking of gambling responsibly.
Last man standing, and two men are still standing.
We are.
You had the Storm.
I had Melbourne. My $20 is now $35.40. I've done all the research for you here.
Okay.
And your $20 is now $35. I'm 40 cents in front. So anyone on hashtag Team Sid, you're a phone call in front.
Weren't we just going to put $20 down until someone loses?
No, what I'm doing is rolling it in each week. Okay. I've fronted you for your 20.
All right.
You're now 35, but that'll probably go this week.
I'll put 35 on. Who have you got your last man standing tip of the week, Sid?
I have got North Queensland at $1.25, which my $35.40 is all going on them for a return of $44.25. Who you got?
Well, I'm very tempted to take the Eels over the Titans because of their injury issues, but maybe they'll go better without Jarryd Hayne just floating around there.
Interesting.
I'm going to take...
Obviously, you put a lot of thought into this. You're just doing it on spec.
Well, no, I'm going to take the Rabbitohs to beat the Knights.
The Rabbitohs. This is going on the whiteboard.
Right.
So for everyone listening, quite clearly, I've done my research and Former hasn't. So get on hashtag Team Sid or hashtag Team Former.
Send Sid stuff for free. Send it in his direction.
Okay, we go straight into Send Sid stuff, the hottest new segment to hit podcasting in Australia.
My favourite segment.
Can't wait until we send Sid stuff to the knock shop down at Mortdale. In the meantime,
someone send me a voucher for down there.
We've got a beer off.
We've got
One beer versus another beer, thanks to Derek Gehrig, I believe.
Yes, Derek Gehrig sent me money to my PayPal account so we could try this stuff.
So he's instructed us to go and buy a six-pack of 4X Summer Bright Lager with mango.
Oh, looks good. Looks in the bottle.
Lovely colour.
Yep, and very summery.
And in the other corner, from the blue corner, is a bottle of Balmain Brewing Co.'s Pilsner. 330 mil, both bought from Dan Murphy's.
I think there's a clear early front runner for this bout.
You've got Mike Tyson in one corner and Michael Jackson in the other, by the looks of it. But anyway,
yep,
we'll see how we travel. Just for those playing at home, the Balmain Brewing Co. Pilsner was $14 for a 4-pack.
Good value.
Good value, and the Summer Bright Lager from 4X with the mango infusion was $9.95 for a 6-pack.
Yeah, still.
All right, well, we may as well crack these. Which one are you going to crack first?
Let's crack the mango beer.
Okay.
Doesn't sound real flash when you open it.
All right. And, whoa, we're there. We may as well crack the Balmain Brewing Pilsner. Crack that one, Sid.
That sounds nice.
It's as I expected, to be honest with you.
Yep.
All right, the description of the 4X Summer Bright Lager is from their own website. It's a low-bitterness beer blended with mango flavour for easy drinking refreshment with a sweet flavour twist. And on the Dan Murphy's website, it's 4.5 stars.
4.5 stars, eh? Let me have a swig of this, shall I? Wow. You have a sip of that.
Hang on, I'll have a taste.
4.5 stars. What's that out of? 100?
4.5 cat's asses, in my opinion.
How would you describe that?
Oh, no.
Thanks, Derek Gehrig.
Derek Gehrig has just been put on a protection list, in my opinion. That is the equivalent of leaving a bottle of beer out in the sun and then having it after 3 days.
Yeah, that's a good description. Have you ever drunk bong water? I think that would be preferable. Wow, that is truly horrible. I'm not even joking.
For the sake of fairness, I'll have another crack.
Yeah, I always have a few beers when I do the potty. Let's have another swig.
Oh, no. No. No, that's the car crasher beers.
That is like sweet. Ugh, it's putrid.
All right, well, I suppose we need a reference point, so let's have a go at the Balmain Pilsner, the Balmain Brewing Company Pilsner.
I'll have a swig of that.
Okay, go.
Well, there's a bit of difference. Wow.
What's that like?
Oh, well, they say Balmain boys don't cry, but this beer certainly brought a tear to my eye because of its magnificence.
I'm telling you now, that is the Ferrari.
That is.
Beers. That tastes better than life itself.
Absolutely.
There is a party in my pants and Balmain Brewing Company is invited.
Keep talking while I swig this.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about where you're going to drink both of these, Sid. Where are you going to drink a 4X Summer Bright Lager with mango, Sid?
Well, I think this is a beer you drink whilst having a manicure or getting your vagina waxed. What do you reckon?
Well, I disagree in some way.
Yeah.
If you were hoping to end yourself, Sid, I'd order one of these at a bikey pub or a pub like the Botany Bay Hotel where everyone seems to drink wearing bright yellow vests and appears to be of Tongan origin.
Get them to do it for you.
If you want to end your life quickly, grab one of these while you're there.
It's truly awful.
And what about the Balmain Brewing Company beer? Where are you going to drink that at?
Oh, I think you'd probably drink this at Balmain Leagues Club. You probably have to bring your own.
Not your best example?
No. We're on the hill at Leichhardt.
Yeah.
It's a cracking beer.
This is the type of beer that if you're a prime minister struggling in the opinion ratings, be seen with one of these in your hand. You'll probably pick up 4 points overnight with the working class.
That's a good point.
Who else would drink
That'd
one of these?
That'd make Trump popular, drinking that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it definitely couldn't hurt him. It is God's milk.
Yes.
The angels have brought it down from heaven.
Yep.
What player is the 4X Mango Bright Lager like, Sid?
Probably compare that to Tim Simona. You'd definitely bet against this beer.
Well, I've got down that it's like Benji Marshall, 2016. Yeah. The bloke who's throwing cutout passes into the hill.
Yep.
Knocking people's pies out of their hands.
That's a pretty accurate description.
I mean, it would be easy to say it's the Ian Roberts of beers, but we won't go down that track.
Let's not go down there.
And what about the Balmain Brewing Company Pilsner? What sort of, what play is that?
That's a block of roach.
Is it?
Yeah, I've found it to be a full-bodied Pilsner. A legend of a beer.
Well, I say it's Benji Marshall 2005.
Yeah, nice.
It's flick passing its way to victory.
Yeah, it definitely is.
All right, and we'll give it a bit of a rating.
What are our ratings going to be out of this week?
Our ratings for the Summer Bright Lager Full Strength Mango Beer.
Yes.
How many cat's asses out of five, Sid?
Out of five cat's asses? What, five being?
Five being five cat's asses.
The best kind of beer?
Yeah, no, the best kind of cat's ass.
This is a 5 out of 5 cat's ass beer. It's horrible.
I'm giving it a solid 4.5 cat's asses.
What beer have you had that's 5 cat's asses?
I'm sure someone's put Fruity Lecture in a beer or something stupid like that. Now, the Balmain Brewing Company, yes. Pilsner, Sid.
Yes.
How many tears from an angel out of 5?
Out of 5, I would give this 30.
And that's low. He's a tough marker.
It is magnificent.
You're turning your seat around on the voice for this beer, and I'm giving it 5 angels of a tear, tears of an angel. Just give me another drink.
It's a good rating system.
Send Sid stuff for free. Send it in his direction.
Roll the sack, open the sack, empty the sack. The boy is sad.
All right, boys, sack mail and feedback time. And Sid, 5-star reviews, and I'm happy to report, well, I'm not, there's none. Now,
really?
Do you want to threaten strike action?
Look, there was a bit of an issue with Stitcher this week, so I'm going to let people off.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Stitcher. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. A few people have had issues downloading the potty this week.
Stitcher's been a bitch.
So we'll put it down to technical errors rather than you mob of slack asses.
But, to make Mrs. Sid's happy, because she's proud of her son, she needs 5-star reviews. I know that she reads them all the time.
She does.
She's the one that told us there hasn't been one for a couple of weeks. So maybe even mention Mrs. Sid in the
Mum Sid
review.
Yeah.
Sid, I know you're excited as much as I am about the new 2017 leadership group. We're about to announce it.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Get rid of that other mob. No good.
Get rid of the co-hosts, leadership group. Start afresh. It's a new year.
All right. In no particular order, let's congratulate these next 4 people being part of the 2017 leadership group.
How exciting for them.
First cab off the rank is Beer Boy.
We love Beer Boy.
Very popular decision there. I'm expecting a couple of pie.
Yeah, I haven't seen his pie reviews or pizza reviews lately.
We might have a job for him.
Yeah.
Second up, and this one's a bit from left field.
Okay,
Loose.
Yeah?
Yeah, and especially his Mad Monday story he tried to tell.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're going to say.
And we welcome Galpo.
If he is going to send us stories like that rugby trip he was away on all year, it's going to be a big year.
Third up, will we go the token or will we go the...
Yeah, let's go the token. She hasn't annoyed me this year,
all right.
This week.
Welcome to the leadership group, a female representative, token, Hannah McArdle.
Welcome on board, Hannah McArdle.
Very popular decision, and finally...
Except from her husband. Said, don't pick her, she's got a big enough head already.
And the fourth and final... name for 2017.
It's pretty easy at the end of the day to get in this leadership group.
Absolutely no brainer. Send us free beer, you get a spot on there. And with that, we say welcome Stewie Porter, Stuart P 84.
Basically, he started the greatest segment of all podcast history and Send Sid Stuff when he sent me some stuff.
All right. So congratulations to Galpo, to Beer Boy, Hannah McArdle and Stuart Porter. You are the leadership group for 2017. If you weren't named, don't get excited. Just send some nasty messages to these people. Maybe cut their brake lines or something in their cars.
Yeah, don't get upset. Yeah. It's a prick of a job.
If you are still listening at this point in time, please subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe, unsubscribe,
yeah.
Subscribe, unsubscribe.
Or if you're on Stitcher and not listening to us now or last week, same applies when you finally get this.
All right, we're going to end the show as we do every week with Dickhead of the Week. Who's been your Dickhead of the Week?
Mate, my Dickhead of the Week this week is Justin Bieber.
Oh,
Justin. He's been carrying on in this country, bagging his fans, poor performances in concert. I'm always very respectful to all our fan that comes to our gigs.
Milram, you know you are.
Dick hat of the highest degree.
Yeah.
Of Michael Clarke order.
Would you punch him? Would you fight him?
Yeah, can we organise that? I'll do that.
Send that out. Someone send out a tweet to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Sid, I'll do that.
Sid Punts wants to fight him.
There's one of the rare ones I'd win, I reckon.
I hope it's not a schlong off because he has got you covered. I'm here to tell
I've got him covered there as well.
Massive schlong.
Yeah,
angry,
thanks.
Angry.
Me or?
No, not you. My dickhead of the week is
go on.
Paul Gallen, who came out this week saying he wants zero drugs tolerance in the NRL.
Not retrospectively. From now on, Gal.
Absolutely red hot decision there. Yeah, and don't think it hasn't been noticed by, well, Twitter as a whole, the irony that you would call for that, Gal.
Yeah, interesting.
And as we look at
the week, I also say, if you want to come on the podcast, Gal, we love you.
We look to the week ahead. Who's under the pump this week, Sid?
Well, there's three that I've got under the pump this week. I've got Desi Hasler, Ricky Stewart, and Trent Barrett. No one wants to be referred to on this podcast as 0-3 or 0-4 or 0-5. High chance that at least one of them will be 0-3 after this round, and then we'll put them on the Owens.
Well, I'll tell you who's under the pump this week.
Who? I
couldn't decide between the new leadership group of 2017, who are straight away under the pump.
Big shoes to fill.
Or is it the Elbow Patch Brigade, the Chardonnay Sippers from the eastern suburbs, the super rugby people,
yep.
Who this week they are looking to cut two Australian teams. That's a bunch of players that won't have a club in 12 months' time. Yeah. And in some cases, they're going to have to choose between blokes who have played union all their lives, have come through the junior ranks and have devoted their life to rugby union,
yep.
And they've been loyal all that time.
Yep.
Or on the other hand, some big name signings from league who have taken big paychecks and a few headlines to go to rugby union.
Or just taken heaps of drugs and ended up at union.
I don't know about James. Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway.
All right, so on that, let's end the show there, and we welcome the 2017 Leadership Group.
We do indeed.
Thanks for listening. Next
Send us
week,
your audition tapes.
We have a big show next week. What's coming up, Sid?
We have a massive announcement next week.
I can't wait. Oh,
this is just
sit
epic,
around the table.
Epic proportions.
Okay. Until then, see you all later. Have a good week, mate. I'll see you. Just going to play Queen of the Nile. We haven't played for a while.
Yeah, that's true. Keep smiling and bye for now. But I ain't got all night. Let's get it started, it'll be alright. Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action? Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action?